Okay, this is our last meeting. We'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with any changes that we need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends, that people want a fancy look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables and the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. They wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices. The iPod, we really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically, what we were making for the prototype. So, I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over.
The prototype.
Prototype, yeah. Do you need this?
No. Then it was not one, but I didn't have it. The banana. Yeah, basically, we went with the color yellow. Working on the principle of fruit, which was mentioned, it's basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's sad. Hopefully help with grip. I like the ergonomics of it. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, to use your imagination a little bit. And this here represents the screen. Where you'd go through, and the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod, where that one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue bit should be yellow. That'd be where the batteries would be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as we can make it. Is there anything else?
That's what we have there. That's plastic. Plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it a form. I mean, you're supposed to hold it like that, but just if you grab it.
Yeah, different left-handed or right-handed, I suppose.
Exactly, you can use both. Might as well.
The actual thing might be smaller.
Think about the buttons.
Yeah.
Put one on either side there. Or
not
do
button?
It all.
Just the on.
It's a quick on-off button. That's I think it's pretty important, so you don't have to fiddle with that.
Yeah.
That's not. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah. Let's label that over there. Oh gosh. And it's flimsy because it's made out of heavy blade out of material.
Well done.
Can you look at the one?
And whether or not it would fall to the cost is another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we will do a group evaluation of the prototype. And then we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So. We're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. And seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely. It's bright.
It's bright.
It still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not, there's no sharp angles to it.
Yep. Not angular.
I'd say when it comes to the ergonomics, the form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color, we don't have a say in that.
So people
that has been dictated pretty much by the company. So
that's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
We know because the color is ugly. There's nothing you can say about that. I mean, I much prefer something like brushed chrome, with that form.
Yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
But it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think since this was assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle of them?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
four?
I would say four.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very non-committal four.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive. I think,
yeah. I think that was the main aim. The main aim that we have.
You're one.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah, because we've brought it down to basically four controls that are the most common. So it's channel and volume. And then the other ones are just a massive just going scrolling further.
Scrolling through and selecting a few.
So
that's a one.
Yeah.
I think that's a one.
Fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost? The
something that big and that yellow you just
thought.
Like
yellow. But that the speech recognition, that could maybe just use that solely for the defining thing. But that was what we mentioned.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then
just to use to find it when it was lost, like I said, and then you lose them, so yellow. so easily. And it's not going to fall like a rectangle or slip down behind things. That's going to be a difficult shape to.
Well, it's quite bright and.
Yeah. Maybe in the middle again, clear floors. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
I mean, a million wage, you can pick it up and walk away with it, and then you lost it.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then it then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, probably.
Probably two. You know, if we eliminate the fact that you know it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost, then I'd say two. With speech recognition, which of course. May be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of
which
so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were just a.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just those whistling, clapping, keying, they're cheap, so it can't be that.
It's based on this anti-theft technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and another piece that starts beeping, that can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece you have to glue somewhere behind your
TV.
Stick it behind your TV and the other.
Pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough. Well, also your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your TV television. Ran off with it without taking the beautiful remote control.
Yeah.
So, are we adding one of these two features?
Let's add one of those features
okay.
And say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to pass two along. Or two.
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 Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
I said so. Don't get many
more
controllers with screens on.
It's all just stolen
technology. Yeah,
but there's not a lot of yellow. There's not a lot of yellow. Of course, I wasn't really forced to take that color.
Two? Three?
I don't know that we are that
stolen.
Innovative.
No,
I'm not sure.
But how many remotes do you see?
If we added the screaming factor. And we go up. I would say we're probably a four.
Really? It's gonna hurt us. Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, I mean you have a lot.
We have some spongy
as much as sort of needed, I think.
Okay.
It's not a one though. One would be the whole thing.
Yeah, because it's only got
to fold instead of
like. These parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the bottom underneath of the back.
So it's a four at
probably
most.
A four at most.
And lastly,
a five.
Did we put the fashion in the electronics?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Your fashion is Carmen Miranda? You betcha.
Well, the recent fashion is rather displayed in the LCD and
it's
the
true.
Way you operate it and
yeah.
the form and the color, but it definitely is.
But what we were told, you know, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
Just about it, huh?
7 years. 2 point. It's 2.4.
Well,
it's
done
math. What?
Just, I'm sure there's a guy there.
Okay,
also
2.4.
I'm impressed, I can't do that without a capital.
No, I can't do that. I'm very impressive.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale that we have to hit?
Oh, no. It just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it, basically.
All right, then.
2.85, so it just keeps going on.
Oh my god.
Okay.
2.42, basically.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
So, I have here...
50%? Are you kidding?
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. Oh, you can't really see that very well.
Charge about things quick, but...
12.5 euros is what it's supposed to cost us. Okay, so...
It's too much.
Well, let's see. The this. Okay. All right, so the top, I don't know if you guys can read that enough. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But so we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case. Then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So first of all, energy source, we pick battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably. So, yeah, either 2 or 4.
Two.
I like it.
4 is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They won't.
Excellent.
Know one time
it. This is consumerism. All right. So, for the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
Or advanced chip, are we?
That's the advanced chip on the screen.
Okay. We have one of those. Okay, and then the case is a... Probably, that's double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are...
Plastic.
Plastic. I guess it's 2, since 1 for the top, 1 for the bottom.
Mm.
Is that right, or is it just 1?
No. It's just
maybe it's 1 because of the...
It's just one single mold that can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter, because the price on that one is 0, which
is
nice. Yeah. Special color?
That's not a special color.
No,
it's
no.
A specially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface. Integrated scroll wheel push button and
nice.
LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or
outside
is it
integrated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Button supplement special color.
Hmm.
Special form. Special material.
We could of course make the buttons wood. Same mahogany or something.
Look really lovely.
Or titanium. Titanium costs us all the same.
Oh,
but we only have one button, so really we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah, I ignore.
Leave a blank.
Okay. We're gonna leave that one blank because we run on an LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5. Which I believe
that's too much.
Is by 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than
if
a banana shaped remote is one that you shake.
What if we completely took out the one single button we got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and the LCD display? I suppose the LCD display is the one that's pushing it off a bit,
huh? Yeah, because because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. It also depends on the software on the
yeah.
television. You can have the information that this thing transmits displayed on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You could maybe take out the LCD display, even if it comes up on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
But
That is possible, yeah.
Right. You may not need it. There you go.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
12:25. Okay. So we just remove our
screen
here.
Make it a bigger dial. Easy to use. Even easier to use, huh?
Yeah. Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lonely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away a heck of a lot of it. There you go.
What's the blue
part?
That was just
on
the
scale.
There
you go.
There you go. It's even simpler.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah.
Maybe
the
one more criteria.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. It's no, we redesigned it.
Yeah.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork means new ideas found. So, I guess that. Perhaps the project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me. But I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I have to fill in some time.
What did you think of our project process?
Great.
Yeah, I think it went quite well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Teamwork.
Half
a day
on
remote.
There you go. Back from the start of the day.
Yeah.
We sort of knew where we were going straight away.
We started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting, as you guys brought up more information and studies, that we were right on with a lot of those things. And you guys worked together well as a team, and the means, which
yep.
was the whiteboard and the pens.
Super.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine was your PowerPoint. Yes.
Mine well, that's not my fault. It's
no,
nice
I know.
People I'm I work for, they work for me, just, you know. Heads are gonna roll, believe
me. You have a list of employees that you would like fired?
yes.
Okay. New ideas found? Yes for the remotes, maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing, costs are within the budget, project is evaluated. Complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it.
Excellent.
I still have to do my minutes for the last meeting. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can. What goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.